Good morning.
All right, what car has been in your driveway recently?
Well, I've had the Toyota Sienna. Remember that? It's their minivan. It's been around for a long time. They originally had one called the Previa, which was, I don't know, like a big Tylenol or something, but it was a good van. And this is now the second generation of Sienna. Uh-huh. And boy, they've done a nice job on this thing. This thing, it starts at $31,000 for the front-wheel drive version, but the one I had was pretty well loaded. All-wheel drive, the XLE trim level. Pricing on that was $42,375 plus options. The option was the limited package, which added $7,300 to it. I wish you could just, you know, mix and match. It's like trying to get cable channels, I guess. You have to buy packages. So this one included a JBL audio system, which is better than the usual crummy Toyota audio system.
Right.
Heated steering wheel, two sets of wireless headphones, and a dual, this was really cool, a dual screen Blu-ray player. So there's a Blu-ray player in the center stack up front. And there's a screen that folds down from the roof for the second and third row. Now, that's not uncommon. But what is less common is that this one is wide enough that you can actually have two widescreen pictures on there. So you could be watching
really?
A Blu-ray on one side, and you could be plugging in a video game and watching it on the other side. Or plug in a portable Blu-ray player or a DVD player and have two people watching movies. Both with wireless headphones, so you're not bothering the other ones. Or if you're just watching one movie, you can put it through the audio system. We went out to Banff last weekend with my son and daughter and my grandson, and we threw on Finding Nemo on the thing, and the kid just sat there the whole time. He's not even 2.5 yet, so you know it's good to keep him occupied because, well, he'll live longer when I'm driving. But built for families, it had two captain seats in the center row. You can also get a bench. Had a third row seat that's really easy to stow and unstow. You could do it pretty well with one hand. I had trouble putting it up, but that's because I didn't realize that there were formats I had to take out first. So that was not the Sienna's fault. beautiful. Handles? Well, it handles like a minivan. I like to joke saying it handles like a sedan, but the sedan's an Avalon. So, you know, it's not really a great handling sedan to start with. But that's not what you're looking for in a minivan.
There aren't many minivans out there.
No, I can only think of a couple. There's the Honda Odyssey, which is also very nice. Haven't driven one for a few years, though. Last one I drove, I got rear-ended on my way taking it back, and they ended up totaling the vehicle. But once they hauled off the bumper and put it in the back, it was still drivable. So, you know, if the city is that good, I'm pretty impressed.
That's our car crasher, Jim Bray, reviewing the Toyota Sienna. Sounds like you like it.
I did like it, you know. I mean, I'm really glad that I never had to have a minivan all these years, but if I did, this would have been a great one.
You can find out all of Jim's reviews by checking out our website. Go to live85.com and click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.